So you already gave it to the Kohen, but it belongs to another Jew, then it would be by your own by Matzah. Not only on the Kohen who owns it, there would be Bayiran, the Balabasta also, Chemtza Shoyisrael Achad, there is Bayiran. But here it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna. And that's the word, the Shevet Kuhuna is not the same as a Shutvis. So just as a Moshal Amad Avadayma, there is a Mishnah in Shkolim, where the Mishnah records a dispute with Banabais, where the Kohanim have to give Machtzis HaShekel or not. So the one Tana says, Hakanim Darshan Mikra Zeli Atzman. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Mechal Minchas Kayan Kolti Loite Yachel. If a Kayan brings a Mincha, you have to burn the whole thing. Normally, when somebody, a Yisrael or a Levi, brings a Mincha, Kayan does Kemitza and he burns the Kayan Mitzan the Mizbeach, then Shiori HaMincha Necholim Liyam Valaylo At Chatzos Tezikri Kuhuna in the Azora. But a Minchas Kayan, if the Kayan is the Bala Korban, then you don't do kmitza, you burn the whole carbon on the mizbeach. So the Kohanim Darshan Mikra Zeli Atzman, they said, we are not allowed to give machtzis hashekel. If we will give machtzis hashekel, then we will be shutfim and all the karbonis tzibur. And once a year, so every day when you bring the oilus, you bring the oilus tamid twice a day, tamid shal shachat, tamid shal berabayim, and Shabbos and Yantar, you bring busafim. So you bring menchosim and this came dubi, you bring menachim. So that's a minchas nesachim. That you never do kmitza on that. That a mincha that's not a carbon bifnei atzma, comes in conjunction with a carbon, so that you burn the whole thing. But once a year, there's a mincha sa'aymer. On the first day, chalamay pesach, mincha sa'aymer, you do kmitza, you burn the kaimitz, and the shiori ha-mincha, nechot the zichri kuhuna. So the Kohanim said, it's only once a year. So they said, if we will participate in the machtzis ha-shekel fund, we will give, then it'll be all the karbonis will be a karbon ashutvim. And just like a minchas kayin is kolotia loite yachel, you have to burn the whole thing. So you won't be able to do kmitza on the minchas ha'imer. So that's why they held they're not allowed to give. So the Mishnah says that it's not correct. So what's taka the answer to the argument? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, Klal Yisrael is not a shutvis of all the people alive. Klal Yisrael consists of the people from the days of Avraham Avinu till Abiyas HaMashiach. Everybody's included in Klal Yisrael. And the whole is more than the sum total of all of its parts. It's not that you have millions and millions of people and they're all shutvim. It's a Chaloshen Bailus of Klal Yisrael. So in Klal Yisrael is not a Kohen. Minchas Kohen means if the Kohen is the Bala Korban. But if the Kohen is not the Bala Korban, the Klal Yisrael, the Bala Korban, you don't say Klal Yisrael consists of this Kohen, that Levi, not Israel. Klal Yisrael is a new Chal Hashem Bailu. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought is the same thing over here by Shevet Kohuna. Before someone is Mafish Truma, before someone is Mafish Chala, so all of the Tevel belongs to the Bala Bas. When he's Mafish Chala, then the Chala belongs to Shevet Kohuna. Then when he gives it to a particular coin, it no longer belongs to Shevet Kohuna, it belongs to that one particular coin. So that's why Rashi says, if the owner of the chametz if the bailam of the chametz is a lab bar hochi, is not muzer on bal yiroi, either hegdish is not muzer, or tzedakah is not muzer. Tzedakah doesn't mean all of the poor people in the city are shutvim. Tzedakah is a chaloshem bailam. So if it's shel acherim or shel gavoy, if the owner of the chametz is a nochri, so nochri is not muzer on bal yiroi by matzah. If the owner of the chametz is hegdish, or the owner of the chametz is klal yisrael, or the owner of the chametz is shevet kuhuna, so it's not a gavra who is muzeran b'ayirah b'ayimotzei. So that's what was exempted. But if the chametz belongs to another Jew, see, according to Rashi, there is no din that the chametz has to belong to you in order to violate b'ayirah b'ayimotzei. That's why there was a question. Tosfos learned on the Gemara earlier in the first parak that man atarah b'bitul b'alma sagi. If you mabatul the chametz, so there's no b'ayirah b'ayimotzei. So Tosfos understood because bitul means hefker. And Rashi didn't learn like that. So some wanted to suggest Rashi did not like that because Lishitasi, Rashi holds there is no such din that the chametz has to belong to you. It's just a din if the chametz is owned by a bailam who is not muzer on bayirah by matzah, then you don't violate bayirah either. But you don't need a positively in order to violate bayirah. You don't need that the chametz should belong to you. So it could be that Rashi b'Hodar Chaman Shal Hefker. There is Bal Yirah Bal Imatz. And the Ramban, in fact, earlier on Dav Dala, the Ramban quoted that it's a machlokes HaTanraim in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes two brises that disagree with each other. Chaman Shal Hefker. Rishus HaYisrael is the Bal Yirah Bal Imatz. So according to one Tana, there is Bal Yirah. It could be the other Tana holds that there's no Bal Yirah Bal Imatz. That's a question. That's what we discussed when we learned that Gemara about the Minatar B'Bitol B'Yal Masagi. The Tesis line of B'Bitol means Hefker. So we raised the question from the Chazanish. We raised the question, what's the definition of Hefker? Hefker means on or list. When the Rebbe Shalom created the world, he made everything Hefker. Everything was up for grabs. Then people grabbed everything up. So this belongs to me, that belongs to you. So the question is, when the Torah gives me the ability to be Mafker something, that means, and I can restore it back to its original pristine state of being ownerless. Is that what it means, Hefker? Or maybe, say, once people, human beings, gripped up the whole globe, everything was oizgechapt, everybody was kind of ownership. So maybe it's impossible to revert back to the state of ownerlessness. Maybe when you're mafke, what it means is you're makna to the tzibur. But the tzibur has ownership, two different kinds of ownership. The tzibur owns the streets and the town hall, city hall, and the tzibur owns it, the community owns it in the sense that it belongs to the tzibur. No one's allowed to grab it for himself. And then if someone is mapka something, maybe hefka means the Chazanish likes this pshat better than ownerless. The Chazanish thinks that pshat and hefka is, you have a pasuk that tells me that there's an institution of hefka. Where is the pasuk that says there is an institution of hefka? So it says in Mishpatim, it says, Vashviyas Tishmenten Unetashta. Next year is going to be Shnas HaShmita, Tavshin Pei Beis. So it says the pears that grow in Shnas HaShmita is supposed to be Mafka, Vashviyas Tishmenten. So why does it say Unetashta? So there's a Machlek in Satanoim. What do you do with the Lashonis Kfulim in the Chumash? So one Tanim was of the opinion, Dibber Tarek Lashon Beni Odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. He dictated the Chumash, word for word, he dictated the way people talk. So people talk a lot of times, they repeat themselves and they say things unnecessarily. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, you can't be medayik every word in the Chumash. And we usually accept the opinion of Rabbi Akiva over here, that lo dibber Torah k'lashon ben yodim. Whenever you have the Shonas Kfulim, Hanik Tanik, Nosin Titan, Mos Yumos, and so on. All those Lashonis. So here also it says, Tishmeten unetashto. So why does it say a Kefa Lashon? To indicate, Yeshlech Nitisha Achere Shei Kazu, that all the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, there is an institution of Hefka. Whenever you want to be Mafka anything, you have the ability to be Mafka. That's the source that Hefka exists, that there is a possibility to be Mafka. So the Chazanish pointed out that there's a Mordechai in Bob Metzia, that's quoted by the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat. It's not quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, quoted by the Ramah on the tour in the Darkei Moshe. In the big Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kevega quotes this. Even though the Ramah left it out, Rabbi Kevega thinks that we should pass on like this, la'alocha, that in order to transfer ownership of something, you always have to make a kinyan. That's the first line in the Ramah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Enochas Mechira, Ein HaMekach, Niknem B'Dvarim. You can't transfer ownership just by making an oral declaration. Well, what happens if I want to sell something to a bunch of shutvim, three or more shutvim? So three or more people is considered a rabbim. Why do you say three or more is considered rabbim? The Gemara has a machlokes. Neder shuhuda bar rabbim, neder shuhuda al das rabbim. Maybe ein lo hafora, ein lo hatora. So what's the definition of neder shuhuda bar rabbim, neder shuhuda al das rabbim? So the Gemara in Gitna has a machloikis. Does it mean three people or 10 people? So the Menchas Chinuch says that machloikis is not a machloikis in Kol HaTarakulim. Whenever there's a din that depends on rabbim, whether it depends on three or it depends on 10. No, in Kol HaTarakulim it really depends on three. Why? Because the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk by Isha Zava. Anida has a Riyaz Dam, the Esni Dasa. So if the Isha has one Riyaz Dam, She's Tameah for the next 7 days, and she goes to Mikveh the night following the 7 days. Then the Pasuk says, if the Isha has a Riyas Dam below Esni Dasa, O Isha, Kisosov Dama Yomim Rabim below Esni Dasa. So the Gemara says, Yabim is plural, so Yomim is a minimum Yod Rabim Mishnaim. Then it says, Rabim is Shloisha. So the Gemara establishes, based on that pasuk, the woman is only a zava gedayla, that she needs shivin akiyin if she had a riyaz dam 3 days in a row. Yomim rabim is yomim mishnayim, because miyad rabim mishnayim and rabim mishloisha. Yomim mishnayim and rabim mishloisha. So the Menchas Chinuch says that in kol atarikula, that's a definition. A rabim is three or more. Here, by Neder Shehuda al Das Rabim, Neder Shehuda bar Rabim, there was one opinion in the Gemara that only has a separate din, special din. If you have 10, because the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua says, when the Givinim came and they made believe that they came with Derech Rechoika, and they come to Yeshua ben Nun and they say, we want to make peace with you. We understand you're coming to kill all the nations in Africa. We don't want you to kill us. So Yeshua ben Nun asked them, where do you live? They said, they live in a different part of Africa. They don't live in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, we're at peace with you. He said, he makes a peace treaty with them. Then he found out that he was fooled, that they really lived in Eretz Yisrael. So because Kinish Bulahem Roshe Ha'eda, because they swore to them, so he didn't want to make a Chil Hashem, so that's why he didn't kill them. And then Vayitim Yeshua lachot v'yetz melashor v'mayim. And he made them into Avodim. So there, why didn't they make a Hataras Nadarim? So Gemara says it was the Poshub Shat and the Pasuk, they didn't make a Hataras Nadarim because it would be a Chil Hashem. Because the media would write it up in the newspapers and they would tell everybody that the Jews promised them they're not going to kill them, and then they backed out from the promise. So that's a simple reading of the Pasuk. So the Gemara gives an additional interpretation of the Pasuk, that because it was a Shvu al Das Rabin, Kinish Belahem Roshe Ha'eda, and the word Eda has the connotation of 10. And how do you know that? Because the Meraglim, there were 12 Meraglim, and Yeshua and Kolovitz gave a proper report, and the other 10 gave a false report, and says, Amos el Eda hara hazos. Eda means 10 minus 2, 12 minus 2. So the word Eda means 10. That's how the Gemara knows how the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says. How do you know that a Sanhedrin for dealing with Fashis, Sanhedrin Tana, Sanhedrin Gdolah 71, Sanhedrin Tana, how do you know that you need 23? Where'd they come up with that gematria, you need 23? Because the pasuk said, the end of Chumash Bamidbar, v'shoftu eda v'hitzilu eda. So you need a possibility of having shoftu edas by Ratzeach, that if a person killed b'mezid, you give him the death penalty. You don't let him run away to the Ari Mikla. So v'shoftu eda means you have to have the possibility, the theoretical possibility of 10 dayanim. Eda means 10 dayanim, saying that is chay misa. The Hitzilu Eidah means you have to have the theoretical possibility of 10 Dayanim saying the Hitzilu, that he's potter from Misa, but it's going to be 10 against 10, then it's going to be stalemate. So you have to have one in Bezen Shokel. You have to have one to be Machriya, so that makes 21 Dayanim. But 21 Dayanim, you can only, if the one will say potter, so it'll be 11 to 10, and Liftur, a Reiv of Echad is enough. But the Chiyuv, the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, L'siach rabban l'roi. So you're not allowed to follow a simple majority to give the death penalty. L'siach rabban l'roi means l'chayv misa. It's not enough. A roiv is good, but a plain roiv of one is not enough. So you have to have at least a roiv of shnayim. So that's how you know you need 22. You have to have 22 dayanim. Why? 10 have to be able to say chayv, 10 have to be able to say potter. Then you have to have a hachro. So you have to have at least 2 to possibly say that this chayv. Go Basarav, 12 to 10. But we have a rule based on another pasuk, Ein Des and Shokel. So that's how you establish that you need 23. There is a source. There is the Yalkut Shemani quotes a medrash that Dina Nefashis needs 30 dayanim. We don't have in the Gemara. Never says like that. Yalkut Shemani quotes such a source, you need 30. Where did the 30 come from? Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that in Yerideya there's a discussion. If you have a tarubis, chad betray, one tray for salami. One tray for salami gets mixed up with two kosher salamis, and you can't identify which is which. The labels were removed, and it looks exactly the same. And tastes the same, you can't tell the difference. So you say chad betray is bottom. What does it mean chad betray? It means you have to have kefal. One kosher salami, one tray for salami gets mixed in with two kosher salamis. You need kefal. So let's say if a little tray for schmaltz falls into a pot, you need twice as much. You always need kefal? Or do you say you don't need twice as much? If 51% is kosher and 49% is treif, that's bitul berav, as long as it's slightly more heter than there is isa. So we assume that you don't need kefal. But there were some achrayim, it's takam ashu, I'm psochim. We didn't do it. It's on the Tosfos that we about Hekim at Star Pliyisa. So the Sacha Masho talks about the possibility that you need kefil. So if you hold that you need kefil, so then Rabbi Yosef Engel says you need eight shofetas for eight matzelas. You have to have the constitute a Sanhedrin Tana. You have to have the possibility. 10 dayanim saying chaymi, so 10 dayanim say potter. In order that you should go basarayiv, so you have to have 30 dayanim. You have to have 20 on one side to say one way or the other, and 10 to say the other way. Yeah, but we don't paskin like that. That's a right that you don't need kefil. Okay, that's a right that you don't need kefil. So, okay, so the Gemara understood that there's a machlokes hatanaim, whether you violate by your roi, by your matzei, chometz that belongs to Shevet Kehuna. Oh, that's what we started to say. So the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe, on the bottom of the page of the tour, the Ramah quotes this Mordechai from Bob Metzia, that when do you say that you need a kinyan, a mekech and a nikta medvarim, that's if he's selling to a yochid or to two shutvin. What if you have a shutvus of three or more? Then he says, the rabbim, it doesn't even have to be the tzibur. Let's say it's a private company, and the shutvim are three or more. So if it's three or more, that's called the rabbim, and the rabbim acquire ownership without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. So the Chazon Ish says, where is the source and chumash for that? That the rabbim is kind of bidvarim. Usually the rule is, ein amekech nikta medvarim, the first line of the Ram Hilchas Mechira. But the rabbim can acquire ownership b'dvarim alone. So he says the source is from the institution of hefker. Ashvi'is tish metenu anetashna. He said that's what hefker means. Hefker doesn't mean I make I restore it back to its original state. When the Rabban Shalom created the whole world, everything was hefker. Everything was ownerless. No, but once someone acquires ownership, it belongs to him. And then if he wants to get rid of his ownership, he can revert it back to the state of ownerlessness. He can makne it to the tzibur in one of two ways. Either makne to the tzibur should remain in the ownership of the tzibur, like the streets in the city belong to the municipality and city hall and so on. Or he can be makne to the tzibur that any member of the tzibur has a right to take it, like the tzibur of Shevet Kehuna. Any kohen has a right to take it. So Hefka means that belongs to the tzibba. Any member of the tzibba has a right to take. So the Chazon Ish has this whole story on the Mishnah in the beginning of Orlo, because the Mishnah talks about Hanateel Rabim. If a person plants a tree and he gives it over to the Rabim, there's a machlekes hatanaim, whether the din of Orlo applies or not. How do you read the psukim? So he says, what do you mean Hanateel Rabim? How do you give over ownership to the Rabim? It doesn't say what kinyan you make. Who do you make a kinyan with? So he says, no. You make a declaration, and bidvarim alone, the ownership switches that it should belong to the rabbi. He has a mishnah. And the Dorim also says like that. If two people are going on the highway and they don't talk to each other, somebody made an edda, either I or you, some one of us made an edda that someone's not allowed to get on nor from the other one. And one of them is starving, has no food. I have a lot of food, and the other guy doesn't have anything to eat. So if I give him food, he'll be in violation of the neder. He took a neder not to get an offer from me, or I took a neder not to be mahanahim, when I'm one way or the other. So the Mishnah says, if I'm maknit to the nasi, so it belongs to the nasi, and then he can take it. How was I maknit to the nasi? The nasi is not here. So if the Chazon Ish thinks that Mishnah means you're maknit to the rabbim. There's such a thing as Haknol the Rabbim B'dvarim alone. Yeah. So the Gemara understands that there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, whether one is in violation of Bal Yor by Matzah, if the Chometz, if the Balabasta was Mafresh Chala already, and the Chala belongs to the Shevet Kehuna. So the question is, why should there be Bal Yor by Matzah? According to Tosfos, it doesn't belong to me. Tosfos said, "Mederaisa bebitul bealma sagi," because bitul is hefker. Shalchoy ataroya. The only violate by Roth belongs. It doesn't belong to me. Or according to Rashi, even chametz shayisol acher also you violate. But if the chametz belongs to an owner who's not muzar and bal yirah by matzah, here it belongs to the rabbim. Shevet kuhuna is like a chaloshem bailim. It's not a shutfus of people. So then there should be no bai rabbi matzei. So the Gemara suggests maybe the machlokes is hoyel. What kind of hoyel? Hoyel boy itchalale mamainehu. There is an institution of hataras nedarim. So hataras nedarim works on and that there on a shvua. The Gemara says if you mafrish chala, mafrish truma, and then you realize that you made a mistake. You were supposed to be mafrish and something else. So you can make hataras nedarim on afrashas truma. I was mafrish a behem as a carbon. So the Gemara says somebody was moel behegdish, and they have to bring asham meilas. So if the one who was magdishit will be nishal al hegdesho, there's hataras nedarim on hegdish. It undoes the ikra nedim eikor. It'll come out that there was never hegdish. So then it'll come out that the other fellow doesn't have to bring the asham meilas, even though he already violated the isa b'shergin. He's already nischayv to bring asham meilas. If the Bala Neder will be Nishal al Nidra, it will come out that he undoes the Hegdish. So that's a machlokes. Bishamay Misil is the Sheila beHegdish. Bishamay Rav the opinion. Hegdish Toras Havi Hegdish. The whole idea of Sheila, of Toras and Dharm, is all based on the assumption. I go to the Bezin and I explain to them that there was a mistake, and they declare that the Neder was Betos and therefore was Nebuchal. That's how Tzokar and Neder Meikorah. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the machlokes. Maybe for the purposes of Bal Yorah Bai Matzah, you don't need full ownership, since he boy nishal alei. If he would be nishal on the hafrasha sachale, it would come out that it's like he was never mafresh tchale. And kozman the whole isa is tevel, then it does belong to the balabasta. So even though right now it doesn't belong to her, right now it is chale and belongs to the shevet kuna. Maybe that ability to be oikah the neder meikor, to be oikah the hafrosh eschala meikor, makes it that you violate by your road by your matzim. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Tosis di mamascha hoil, a memvavim abeis, is bothered with Akasha. Matzah shamay sasheni was a mach, the Gemara said was a machlekes, should depend on a machlekes satana, whether my sasheni mamma gavoya, or my sasheni mamma bailam. So if you hold my sasheni mamma gavoya, then you're not yoytze. I doesn't say there's no pasuk that says mataschem. It doesn't say you need shalachem. Mishleim abay dalin minim. It says olakachtam lachem shalachem. So if you're going to take an esrik shal ma'aser sheni, can't have a lulav shal ma'aser sheni. Lulav is not royal achila. Hadas ma'arav is not royal achila. But esrik is food. It's edible. So you can have an esrik shal ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara says if you have an esrik shal ma'aser sheni, it depends on the machlokes ha'me'na chachamim. And the Ma'aser Sheni Mama Gavoya Mama Bailam. Usually, the Ruba of the cases, Rav Meir was always outvoted, and this is an exception to the rule. The Gemara says in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin that we have Stame Mishnayos that indicate that the Rav Yudah Anasi Paskan like Rav Meir, and that's how we accept La Locha that Ma'aser Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So Tosfos says why? But it's the boy Mitchell Alei, since if he'll be Nishal on Hafrashas Ma'aser Sheni, it'll turn out that it's Oikra Nedim Eikor, undoes the whole Ma'aser Sheni in the first place. It'll come out that it does belong to him. So why do you say that Ma'aser Sheni is not Shalachem? Hoyli boy Mitchell Alei, it should be a Tana who says that it is Shalachem. So we suggested maybe the Gemara had a Pasuk. The Gemara had a Pasuk before that if this Chometz doesn't belong to me, but Kibbol Olav Achrayis, Chometz Shal Nochri, if I'm mekabel achrayis, then I violate by your rabbi matzah. Strictly mekabel achrayis, I'm a shomer on it, but it's not shali. So why do you say that I violate? According to Tosfos, you need shalachem in order to violate by your rabbi matzah. So where's the shalachem? So the answer is, you don't need full shalachem in Hilchas Kinyonim. If he's mekabel achrayis, that's also in a certain sense a degree of shalachem. So maybe this whole din is boy mitchel alei. Maybe it's only relevant when it gets to bayirah bayimatzeh, because we see from the pasuk kibul olav achrayis, you don't need full shalachem. But when it gets to the requirement for shalachem to be yotzei in the mitzvah matzeh, that wouldn't be good enough. Maybe it's only for the purposes of bayirah bayimatzeh. So since the gemara suggested maybe that this is where Rashi crossed out the whole girsa. Tosfos is not happy with this Gemara. Tosfos says that it doesn't make any sense. Why do you say the Chometz Shel Hegdish is not by Matzei? I should say, Hoyle boy parikle. He can be poyder, since theoretically he could be poyder the hegdish, so therefore there should be a dinner by your rabbi mas. He can be poyder the hegdish, as long as it belongs to me, mikanal haba. Won't belong to me, lemafreya. Achem to shalakum. Why do you say there's no by your rabbi mas? He has the ability to buy it from the goy. If he buys it from the goy, then it'll be his, mikanal haba, but he won't be oikele mafreya. The Gemara, he said over here, boy mitchalale, since it used to belong to him. And when he was mafrish it as chala, it belongs to the shevet kuna, but he has in his ability, he has in his power to undo it l'mafreya. So that's why the Gemara says, "Hey, boy, mitchalala." He said, "Taisa's kasha is not insurmountable. One can perhaps answer the kasha that it's only holy boy mitchalala. That's enough to be considered shalachem to violate by rabbi motzi." Rashi was not happy with this whole girsan. The Gemara says he crosses it out. Rashi is at the end of the whole sugya, Memhei, where is it? Memches Amid Aleph, when the narrow lines become wider lines, become Meduma, the Pirish Akos, Vereisha, the Shmaita, like Asin. He thinks that it's a mistake. Yeah, but then this introduces, the Gemara had it introduced in Machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, Bat Hoyel, all regarding Oichal Nefesh on Yontif. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, that's a Gemara in Menachos in the beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Perek Rabbi Shmuel is all about the Havoas HaOmer on first day Chol Hamoed Pesach. So the Gemara starts off on the first Amud Aleph, the Perek begins Amud Beis. So the next Amud, the Gemara talks about a Jewish person goes fishing on Shabbos. He's intending to catch fish. That's a malacha, outright malacha, and he succeeds in catching fish. But at the time that he catches the fish, he saves a baby's life. He didn't even realize there was a baby who was drowning in the river. He saved the baby's life. So the question is, do you say, even though he didn't have intention to save anybody's life, do you say, since it turns out that it was Pikuach Nefesh, or Pikuach Nefesh wipes off the Aveira, not? So the Gemara says, no, if he didn't even know that there was anybody drowning, that doesn't wipe off. In order to apply Pikuach Nefesh to be Dechel Kol HaTarkula, it's not enough that it turns out that you saved someone's life. It has to be that you are mechalim for that. So that's the machlek you see between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. What about Oichal Nefesh on Yom? Oichal Nefesh is also a heter. Just like Pikuach Nefesh is a heter, so Oichal Nefesh is a heter. So you have to have a mind of shame, Yom Tabdik Oichal Nefesh. But he's saying, no, he has a mind of feirish vakeret. He's cooking Oifam Yom Tab Lachol. He's cooking on Yom Tab, planning to eat it after Yom Tab is over. And nonetheless, I say, Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. So Rav Chisda says, you have to have a mind, L'shem Eichel Nefesh. If you don't have a mind, it should be the same as Pikuach Nefesh. You have to have a mind. But let's see, when else are you allowed to do a malach on Shabbos for the purpose of being makor korbanish as manam kavua? On Shabbos and on Yom Tov, that's the din. You're only permitted to do malachas, to shecht and to be makter, that's a malach of havar, you're burning. You're only allowed to be makro karbonis, that is zmanim kavua. There's a difference between the definition of zmanim kavua by Shabbos and by Yom Tov. By Shabbos, a karbon is zmanim kavua, that's derech Shabbos, only if it's the nature of the karbon and such, of a yom, a bottle karbon. If you don't bring the karbon today, then you will lose the opportunity of bringing the karbon. So that's called karbon shezmanim kavua, so that's derech Shabbos. The Mishnah is usually presented as if it's a korban tzibur. Korban tzibur is derech Shabbos, and a korban yochid is not derech Shabbos. So the Mishnah says in Tmura that description is a little inaccurate. It doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tzibur. It depends on korban shezmana kavu versus korban she'ein zmana kavu. Ruba de ruba of the korbanos yochid are not zmanam kavu. Once in a while, you do have a korban yochid shezmana kavu. Let's say the parkan gadol on Yom Kippur is zmana kavu. But the chavita can go to that he brings every day of the year. Machtzisa babayk, machtzisa ben abayim. That's a korban yochid. He pays from his own pocket. And it says, mana kavua. Every single day you have to bring over yom, a bottle of korban. And ruba de ruba of the korban tzibur are zmanim kavua. There's only one exception to the rule, the parhal and davash al tzibur. That's not zmanim kavua. So because roiv of the korban is yochid are not zmanim kavua. Rav de karban tzibur are zmanim kavua. So that's why the Mishnah says it's karban yochid versus karban tzibur. But it's a little bit inaccurate. It's not exactly 100% precise. So for Shabbos purposes, that a korban should be korev, should be doicha Shabbos, has to be over yom, a bottle of karban. That's the Lashon HaGemara and Brachas. But in order to be Decha Yantav, you don't need that. It should be Abba Yama Batal Korban. If it's Abba Zmanai, let's say there's a korban that you can bring within a couple of days. Let's say the Oilos Riyah. So there's a Machlokes, Bisham and Basil. Are you permitted to bring the Oilos Riyah on the first day Yantav? So Bisham say no. It's Lagavoya. You don't eat anything. The Shamech Hagiga, the person eats. That is allowed. That is allowed to bring on Yom Tov Shana Chagig because he's going to eat it. But Oilos Riyah nobody eats. So it's Lachem Elo Lagavoya. And Beis Hillel say no. We pass like Beis Hillel that you're permitted to be makir the Oilos Riyah on Yom Tov because it's like a tamid in a sense. The tamid is of a yom abatul karbana. So for Shabbos purposes, you need of a yom abatul karbana. But to be deicha Yom Tov, it's enough if it's of his mana. So the Oilos Riyah has to be brought. On Pesach, you have all 7 days to bring it. On Shavuos, you have 7 days, and on Sukkot, you have 8 days. But after the 7, 8 days are up, then you can't bring it. So it's Abba Zmanai. It won't be Abba Yom, but it'll come to Abba Zmanai. So let's say if the first day Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos, then even B'Shillah will agree. You're not allowed to bring the Oilos Riyah. It's not Deicha Shabbos, because you can bring it tomorrow on the next 6 days. It's only Abba Zmanai, but it's not Abba Yom. So to be Deicha Shabbos, the Gemara in Beitza points that to be Deicha Shabbos, you have to have, it should be so restricted, the Karmi says, Mana Kabur, that if it's over Yom, about the but to be Deicha Yom Tov, we pass on like Beis Hillel. If it's a little restricted, over Zman, about the Karbon, that's enough to be Deicha Yom Tov. So when the Kohen is Makar of the Karbon, that's Zman Kabur, he has to have in mind, he's Makar of the Karbon. When the Edom go to testify in Bezin, that they saw the moon and Bezan should be Mekavish L'Chodesh, and they have to have in mind that they're going, if they're Stam, they're traveling to Yerushalayim to go to the movies, they're going to visit friends of theirs, and the Mechalal Shabbos on the way. Then it turns out, when they come to Yerushalayim, the Bezan needed them to give Eidus and Kiddush L'Chodesh. Then they'll be called Mechalal Shabbos. Let's say they didn't know you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, or whatever they were. They're Mechalal Shabbos B'Shegeg. And then it comes out, we needed them for the Kiddush HaChodesh purposes. So they had a drive, let's say. They drove to Yerushalayim, but they went on horseback or something. So they did a malacha. If they thought they're going to Yerushalayim to have fun, and then it turns out that we needed them for Kiddush HaChodesh, that doesn't take off the Yisrael Chilul Shabbos. You have to have in mind that you're going for Chilul Shabbos. Same thing with Koach Nefesh. Koach Nefesh, Deicha Shabbos, you have to have in mind to save the person's life. So usually you do have in mind to save the person's life. Sometimes they will not have in mind. Let's say it's a nochri, the patient is a nochri, and the Jewish doctor is treating him. So the din, strictly speaking, is that pikuach nefesh of a nochri is not Deicha Shabbos. But the Gdolim in Hungary a few centuries ago recommended that we better all be Mechal Shabbos for the nochri, because if we won't, they'll make a pogrom, and they may kill the Jewish doctor, they may kill a lot of Jewish people. It'll bring out more anti-Semitism than it usually is, and someone may lose their life. So there's a chance, even if it's not a 50-50 chance, even less than 50-50, that one Jewish person may lose his life because we want to be observe Shabbos, we don't be Mechal Shabbos. So that's also called the Sfek Sfek of Sakonis and Fashis of Deicha Shabbos. So when the Jewish doctor is treating the Goyish patient on Shabbos, if he just has in mind, he wants to save the life of the patient, that's not called kavanasa v'kuach nefesh. That kavana is not Deicha Shabbos. He has to have in mind, I better treat the nochri, because if not, I may lose my life, or some other Jew may lose their life, and may make a pogrom. Because for pikuach nefesh, the Gemara said, you have to have kavanas agabra, l'shem pikuach nefesh. And it's not always the case. If you're doing... medical treatment, you're doing malachas on Shabbos to save the life of Israel, to save the life of a Jewish person, that's kavanah, so the shen pikuach nefesh. He doesn't have to know what you call it in Hebrew. He doesn't have to know which simon it is in Shulchan Aruch. He knows he's going to save the life of Israel. But if he's going to save the life of a nochri, and that's what he has in mind, that's not sufficient to be matir. You have to have in mind what the Gedolim said, that if you don't save his life, a Jew may lose his life. Modern man finds it difficult to swallow that din, that because nefesh of a nochri is not Deicha Shabbos. Okay, we don't understand it, but that's the din. The Gemara said that is the din, that because nefesh is of a nochri is not Deicha Shabbos. I mentioned the incident when Rabbi Unterman was the chief rabbi, so the media wrote up a whole story that never happened. It wasn't true that a black ambassador who was in Eretz Yisrael was run over in Me'er Shearim on Shabbos, and nobody lifted a telephone to call for an ambulance to treat him, and he died on Shabbos. So they were attacking the Orthodox Jews that they're not Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Nochri. It turned out the whole story was a Baba Meister, because in Me'er Shearim there are no cars on Shabbos. The whole story never happened. But the question was, is that really the din? So punkt then, Rabbi Unterman was the chief rabbi. He happened to visit here in the yeshiva. He gave a shiur in the Beis Medrash. So the theme of the shiur was that the Rechel Dachinam Chod Nisiv Yisrael Shalom is a pasuk. And that pasuk guides us in establishing dinim. Where do we have that? We have it on Lamed Tes Omer Aleph. Tosis quoted the Gemara in Sukkah. Lamed Tes Omer Aleph here. The second Tosis on the Daf. The Gemara says, how do you know which vegetable is acceptable for Mara? Maybe it's a poisonous vegetable. The Gemara says, no, a poisonous vegetable, there are charadachinoim. So Tosis quotes that from the Gemara in Chulin. We say, the charadachinoim is from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. If you have a toss-up, how to interpret the Pasuk, so you always interpret the Pasuk in a way that will be more pleasant. Same thing the Gemara quotes the Rechel Dachinam in Yevamos, that if at the time, the Gemara says, if at the time that the husband died, he has children, so the wife is allowed to remarry. Yesh la bonim, she's ubein ein loy. It says that Ben Einlo, here is Ben Yeshlo, he has children. So the woman is permitted to remarry, so she remarries, and then the children die. After she remarries, then the children die. So if she already married, and then the children die, so of course there's no din of Yibam. You can't say, after she's already Muteris, Lashuk, then you asa her. She has to get divorced from her husband. That's ridiculous. The Gemara bases that on a pasuk, Dechar Dachinoyim, is one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. If it's a toss-up, how to darshan the pasuk, so you interpret the pasuk in a way that it's more pleasant. There are a lot of Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. That's one of them. So this Machloikis Rabba Rav Chizda, the Pashto says that it's only a Machloikis with respect to Oichal Nefesh, whether Oichal Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, the Gemara of Beferish, and Perek Rabbi Shema, you need Kavanas Agavra. And for Eidus L'Kiddush HaChodesh Pashtus also you need Kavanas Agavra. The whole Machlokes, Rabbi Rav Chizda, is only benigir to Oichal Nefesh. What's exactly the Machlokes? Let's say, Esed Oichal Oisese. Esed Oichal Oisese, probably also you need Kavanas Agavra. The fella has in mind that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's important to do the mitzvah, so that's Deicha Deloi says. If he doesn't have Kavanah, L'shem Kach, he's doing an Avera. He knows he's doing an Avera. He didn't realize that by doing this Avera, he's being Kaima Mitzvah, but he didn't have that in mind. The Pashto says that you can't say Esa Deicha Deloi says. He has to have in mind L'shem Mitzvah, so then I can say Esa Deicha Deloi says. It's a Pella Dika Taisus. Taisus learns over here. The Gemara asked the question. There's a Mishnah in Makkos. The Mishnah in Makkos is quoted over here. The last three lines on Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Yesh Chorish Telem Echot. A person plows a little bit of a field, and he gets eight times Malkus. By just being Chorish Amashahu, he gets eight times Malkus. The Rashi and Tosfos are listing off all of the Lavim. So the Gemara asks. One of the lavim that he violates is that it's yontif and he's doing charisha on yontif. If you do charisha on Shabbos, you don't get malchus, you get misa. But if you do charisha on yontif, then you get malchus. So one of the lavim the Gemara suggested was charisha. So Gemara asked the kasha, if you hold from hoyel, hold the miklach chazale hashanami chazale, the rechon nefesh sets itself up automatically. So why don't you say you shouldn't get malchus on the charisha? Hoyel, theoretically, it could have been that he would have needed the Harisha in order to do Kisei Adam. So why would it be Mutta if he knew Harisha for the purpose of Kisei Adam? So Tei says, it would have been Mutta because Esed Deicha Lo Isese. Esed Deicha Lo Isese, there's a Machloikas Rabbi, Rav Chizda, where do you say Hoyel? The Pashas is like Pikuach Nefesh, that there's no machloikas. Everyone agrees you need Kavanas Agave. As a Dechala says, also you need Kavanas Agave. The Pashtas, perhaps, and the Gemara, that's other. See, Tosfos asked the Kasha. Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha here. The last line on Mem Vav on the base, and the bottom Tosfos on Mem Vav on the base. Tosfos says, how do you ever get the death penalty for being Mechalal Shabbos, or how do you ever get Malkus for doing Malach on Yontif? It might have been, theoretically, it could have been a case of Pikuach Nefesh. So Tosfos says it's a milsa l'shchicha. So if it's a milsa l'shchicha, even Rabbi agrees that you don't say hoyl. Yeah, if a milsa, it's a people ask. Milsa l'shchicha, you don't say hoyl. So by us, it's a milsa l'shchicha. How often did it ever happen so far in your life that unexpectedly guests came on Yantiv and your mother took out food from the refrigerator she served everybody? Very rare. Very rare. How often did it ever happen? Someone late in the afternoon on Yom Tov, someone pops up and you give him a whole meal. It never happens. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. I used to have a distant relative when I was a little boy. This distant relative, we never knew where he lived. It turned out he was married to a nachris. That's why he never told us his address. And after he died, we never knew that he died. After he died, a couple of months later, the wife called us up on the phone. And she said the reason why he never told us where he lived, we used to live in Pennsylvania, and he lived in New York. He lived in New York. He always popped in on a Shabbos afternoon, and he used to come for a meal and say hello and play with the children, play with, I was a little child, play with me. We never knew that happened once every couple of years. The guy would pop in for a meal on a Shabbos to say hello. But how often does it happen? What do you mean? Rabbi says you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshil, and the Erev Tavshil is only with the Rabbanim and the Taras Mutar, because theoretically Yechal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. That's a milsa d'shchicha, that guests are going to come on Yom Tov and they're going to come and eat the whole meal. It never happens. Tosfos says you don't say hoyl by milsa d'shchicha. So by Yom Tov you should never say hoyl. That's a difficult Tosfos, repeats it a few times. It's a difficult Tosfos. The Pashto is more easier pshat and nimar is like the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava answers Tosfos Kasha. You can't say hoyel if it would have been a pikuach nefesh. If it would have been a sakonas nefashes, that's a different hetter. But pikuach nefesh, deichen Shabbos, you have to have kavanas agave. That everybody agrees. That's the Gemara Menachos, the beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel. The only time there's a machlekes, Rabbi Rav Chizda, is by yoichal nefesh, and we suggest that maybe the machlekes is what's the nature of the hetter yoichal nefesh. That Rav Chizda says you have to have kavanas agabra, just like pikuach nefesh is a heter, and edus kiddush achayush is a heter, and hakrobis kabbish is banu kavu is a heter. So yoichal nefesh is also a heter. So whenever you're using a heter, you have to have kavana l'shem the heter. If you didn't have kavana l'shem yoichal nefesh, he was zayif miyanta b'lachol. He cooked all the food, planning to eat it next month. He's going to put it in the freezer. So then, according to Rav Chizda, there is no heter. You have to have in mind. And maybe Rabbi disagrees. Maybe Rabbi holds, like the Ramban explains Allah Torah, that Eichel Nefesh is not a heter. Eichel Nefesh is, since it's Derech Suda, so it's not called Malecha Savoida. On Shabbos, the Torah prohibits called Malocha. Malocha is also, but on Yom Tov, it doesn't really say Malocha. The one time that it says Malocha, then it says Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. The rest of the Chumash doesn't say Malocha. It says Malocha Savoida. What do you mean Malocha Savoida? The Malochas are usually done by the Avodim. So planting is not done by the Balabasta. The husband is married, and he gives his wife ground up flour. He doesn't give his wife the grain that she should grind it up and make flour. He gives her the flour, and she starts Melisha V'Elach. The Ramban holds at that restriction. Melisha V'Elach, that's when we allow Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. Kodem Lisha, we don't allow. So there was a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Is that restriction? Is that the Rais or the Rabbanim? Because the Tosfos and Beitza and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph asked the question. You see from the Gemara, the Mashkan Shezavu, if the juice oozed out by itself on Yom Tov, there's a Gzerim and the Rabbanim. You're not allowed to drink a Gzerim Shema Yizchot. So it sounds like squeezing out the juice is not allowed. Why not? He wants to have orange juice. Why isn't that Heter Eichel Nefesh? Or let's say, what else the Gemara has? Peres on Oishrim. If the fruits fell off of the tree, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. Gzeir Hashem Yala V'Yitlush. He may pluck it off from the tree. So what's wrong if he plucks it off from the tree? If it's Eichel Nefesh, it should be Mutter. So Taisa quotes this Yerushalmi, no, Eichel Nefesh is only Mutter Melisha V'Yelach. So how did they establish that? Eichel Nefesh is only Mutter Melisha V'Yelach. So Taisa quotes on Gimel Amar Aleph and Beitza. Taisa quotes the Yerushalmi that it says, Shmarta Mesal Matzah is right next to the Pasuk that says, Acher She'echel Eichel Nefesh U'Levad Yosa Lechem. So Shmarta Mesal Matzah, from what point on do you need Shmura Matzah? So we're machmer, everybody pays an awful lot of money to get shmura mishas ketzira, a fortune of money. That's on daf mem amad aleph, to the top line on mem amad base. But mikra din, you don't really need shmura mishas ketzira. That was only a chumra. Mikra din, shmura mishas lisha is enough. So since shmura, shmata mesamatzis, is mikra din is only milisha v'yelach. Why milisha v'yelach? Lisha is asiya samatzah. You need asiya samatzah, shmura lishma. So since you only need Rishmata Mesamatz, you only need Mikra Din Milisha V'Yelach. So the other pasuk that says Acha She'achal L'chol Nefesh is only Muta Milisha V'Yelach. So the shaila is you darshan smuchim one pasuk next to the other. The maskanas Agamara and Yivam is Davdalit is that you only darshan smuchim and Mishnah Torah and Chumash Dvarim. The rest of the four chumashim and you don't darshan smuchim. So all of a sudden you only darshan smuchim over here. So that's why here the Ran and half of the Rishonim assume that this is only a Chumr Midrabanan, that you're not allowed to pluck off the fruit from the tree, you're not allowed to squeeze out the oranges to make oranges, Minapter, it's even Mutter, Kaidim Lisha, everything is Mutter, even Kaidim Lisha. And the Ramban holds not so, the Ramban holds that it's only Mutter Melisha V'Yelach, but Melisha V'Yelach doesn't mean, that's how the Pnei Yeshua and others say, Melisha V'Yelach doesn't mean the Mishnah and Shabbos that I find Gimel lists off, oh, it's Molochas Abayim Chosarachas. Ha-chorish, ha-zareh, ha-koitza, ha-dosh, ha-ma'am, and mish, the list off. So it doesn't depend on Melisha V'Yelach and the listing. Melisha V'Yelach, the Achrayim all explain, it depends how close to the final result is it. On Shabbos, sometimes you'll have to do a malocha of borer, if it's ech metach psalus miyad biyad, if it's going to be for immediate, you're going to do the brera and then you're going to eat it. So some of the Rishonim said, the reason why it's mutter is because since it's miyad for immediate eating, so that's derech achila. You can't call that a malocha. You call that, that's the way people eat. So just like on Shabbos, there's a heter, if it's derech achila, San Yontif, if it's derech suda, even earlier than that, if it's derech suda, so that's, if it's milisha v'yelach, then it's mutter. That's the Ramban ala Torah. So whatever's too far away from the final result, is Kedem Lisha. That's awesome. Whatever is close to the final result, that's Derech Suda, so that's Mutter. So the Tosis was bothered with Akasha. Here the bottom Tosis, Amen, Vav, Amit, Beis, Dibra Mascha, Rabba, Amma, Ein, Aloike, that they quote a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei. That if a person is roida chalas dvash, the yontif, he's loike. That was a machloek, it's a blazer nechachamim, because there's a pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. I remember Sefer Shoftim and Sefer Shmuel, I forgot already, where it says that that they had yaris hadvash. They had yaris hadvash. So a blazer understands the pasuk to say, just like a ya'ar, if you have a forest, if you chop down a tree, you chay mishim kotzer. So if you have dvash on the honeycombs and you scrape off the dvash doesn't grow from the ground. The bees produce the dvash. But since all the dvash is stuck on the honeycomb and the honeycomb is attached to the ground, sitting on the ground, so in the Tanakh refers to it as yaris ha-dvash, just like ha-todesh men ha-yaris chay mishim kotzer. So one who removes the dvash from the yaris ha-dvash is a malocha deraisa. So if you do it on yontif, you chayv chatos. So Tosis, if you do on a yontif, if you do on a Shabbos, you chayv chatos, because they're chorus, and you did it b'shoyg. If you do it on yontif, the mezid, then you get malchus. So Tosis assumed that melisha v'yelach is only midrabbanan. The Torah does make a difference. So this is kodem lisha. This is kodem lisha. This is like plucking off the fruits from the tree. So Tosos plucking off the fruits from the trees, mutam and atar and yantam, is only awesome in the Rabbanim. So that's why they're asking Akasha, why does it say if you remove the dvash from the honeycomb, that's a malocha deraisa, and you get malchus on yantif, why? It's Eichel Nefesh. And even though it's kodem lisha, they hold that it's mutam and atar. So how can the Gemara say that you get malchus arboim? Malchus arboim, sofikus arboim, means that it's malchus deraisa. So Tosos suggests maybe means I did I removed the honey from the honeycomb intending to use it after Yom Tov Zohar. He doesn't plan to use it on Yom. Yeah, but the din is like rabba, that you say, hoel should also be muta. So Tosfos suggests maybe it means that he did it the last minute in the day, so there is mechdeshi asut to enjoy it. You can't eat it on Yom. Even if the guests will come, they won't be able to eat it today on Yom. A dachik answer. The simple answer is that kodem lisha is a din deraisa. So that's what he, even if he is going to eat it today, it's only muta. Echanav is only muta. Malisha Mel said that's a big machlokes. It's the Ramban and the Ran. The Ran asks, he doesn't understand what the Ramban is talking about. Ramban says that sometimes tochein on yontev is heta gomer, and sometimes tochein on yontev is a melacha derais and yeloike. So the Ramban says if you take the kernels of grain, you grind them up, and you make flour, that's kodem lisha. That the balabas, that the husband doesn't expect his wife to do like that. He has the avarim do that. So that's a violation of malecha sabayda. So that there's no heterach nefesh. To grind up the kernels of grain, to make flour, toichein, that's a malecha deraisa. But if you want to grind up spices and mix it into the soup, that it should taste good. And if you would have ground it up before Yontav, it would be Mefik Tam. Then the Mishnah says that it's permissible to grind it up on Yontav. So the Ran asks and the Ramban, how can it be that the Malacha is sometimes, and he said, the Rai says, sometimes Mutter? Either it's Mutter or it's Asa. So he disagrees with the Ramban. He thinks that in Atar it's Mutter to grind up the grain to make flour out of it. It's only a Chumim with the Rabban. Kodem Lisha is Asa with the Rabban. But the Ramban holds no, that sometimes Tochen is a Malacha de Rai says, sometimes had to gomer, whatever it's derech suda is muta. So that's what we suggested, according to Rashi, maybe the three arguments between Rabba, Rab Chizda, Rot, Toli, Zeba, Ze. The Rabba holds, you don't need kabonas agabra. Echol nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't need, it's not that it's a heter. Since it's b'mokam echol nefesh, so it's not, by definition, it's not called melecha sabayda. It's melecha, but it's not melecha sabayda. Because theoretically, it could have been derech suda. And the Meile Rabbah would hold that it's only mutter. If we said there's a discussion. The Mishnah has in the last parak, you have to have shnei tapshilin on the kaira. What is shnei tapshilin all about? So the Gemara originally thought that this was an old din. It's a takana de rabbanon. It's not a din there. I said takana de rabbanon. Gemara thought maybe it existed bisman abayis also when they ate the korban pesach. It should be an elaborate meal. An elaborate meal is a suda with shnei tavshilin. How do you see? Because on Tisha B'Av there's a mishnah in the end of Tainus. An erev Tisha B'Av by the suda hamafsekas, the last suda that you eat after chatzos, the last suda you eat before the tanis, so you're not permitted to eat shnei tavshilin. You can eat as many raw fruits and vegetables as you want. The meaning is if you don't eat so much, you can eat as much as you want. But cooked macholim is only, you're not allowed to have shnei tavshilin. Never have shnei tavshilin, because two cooked macholim is a simon of a more elaborate meal. So the Gemara had a havamina that the shnei tavshilin on the kaira on Pesach night is that the achilas korban pesach should be part of an elaborate meal, which with shnei tavshilin, one of the tavshilin would be the korban pesach, and another tavshil, some cooked soup, or some cooked vegetables, or something like that. Then the Gemara comes to the maskana, no, there never was such a takana b'zman abai. Shnei tavshilin was introduced after the Churban Abai. It's probably Rabbi Yechon Azaka was the chief rabbi for 40 years, the last 40 years of his life, the Gemara says. So part of the 40 years were b'zman abai is, and then during the Chshas HaChurban, he was the chief rabbi when the Romans put the whole Yerushalayim under siege, and he was the chief rabbi after. And well, during the period of time that he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin, his Sanhedrin, his Bezin, made 9 takonas. And several of them had to do with the fact that the Churban Abayis just occurred. So the Gemara said, the Shnei Tavshilin is Echad Zecha LePesach, Echad Zecha LaChagiga. So that's why there was one opinion in the last parak, that since one is Echad LePesach, one is Echad LaChagiga, so they should both be Basar, because both the Pesach and the Chagiga are flesh. We don't pass like that. We pass kind of the Silka V'Aroiza. Because one of the Amoraim said, even silka is beets, and aroiza oiriz is rice, even silka of aroiza. If it's a hidah mitzvah to have shnei tavshilin and a flesh, but silka of aroiza is also good. Then the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim, who was a student of the one who said in the shir silka of aroiza, he was mahader. He was mahader dafta to have silka of aroiza. I hold an opik mipume. He heard that in the shir, and he had such chavivas for his Rebbe. He when he would eat when he would have on the Kaira on Pesach night the beets with the rice, he would reminisce about the days when he was younger, 40 years younger, when he learned in the Rebbe Shin, the Rebbe gave that as a moshel, as a filo silka varoiz. So that's out of Chavibas for the Rebbe, out of Chavibas for the Shir. He was Mahadatab silka varoiz. We weren't in the Shir. So Mustama Bayas, it would be nicer to have Basar. The meaning is that one of them you have an egg, Beya, because Beya is Miloshan Tfila, Bakosha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should redeem us, make a gula. And the other one you have is Zroya to represent Zohar HaNetuyah. But strictly speaking, somebody sent me an email before Pesach. I don't know what part of the world they live in. They write they're not delivering any meat by them. So what are they going to do for Pesach for the Zroa? What are you worried about the Zroa? The Zroa, you can have silk of Arayza. The Shnei Tavshim, what do you do for the Suras Yanta? You have to have Suras Yanta. You have to have Basa B'yayin. The Shnei Tavshim, that's not, the world doesn't come to an end over there. You have to have Suras Yantav, you have to have Basa V'yayin. Even a Machlokes on the first page in Yeridaya, on Yantav, are you yotzei with chicken or do you have to have meat? On Shabbos, there is no din of Simcha, there's a din of Kibud V'yonik. So you have to have something B'kavadik. So on Shabbos, if you have chicken for Shabbos, Barburim is Slava Dogim, Barburim is a chicken. And Slava is also a bird. So on Yantav, though, because there's a chiyuv simcha, so some hold that simcha the bebasa has to be besar behema, besar roif is not enough. That's what some hold the wedding also, sudas chasana or sudas shever brachas. It's supposed to be a sudas shel simcha. But some people make a milchik shever brachas, a pizza dikke shever brachas. That's not right. Shever brachas is supposed to be a sudas shel simcha. So he's supposed to have basa v'yayin. A lot of people will have basa, they won't have yayin. That's also not right. At a wedding, he's supposed to have. Some hold that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Loshan HaGemar, M'sachim later on in the Manshah, Beisim Migdush HaYekayim, and Simcha L'Bishlamim, B'Zman HaZeh, that the no Shlamim, saying Simcha L'Biyayim. So it doesn't mean the Basav is not enough, you have to have Basav. The Yayin, or forget about the Basav. Since it's not Shlamim, it's irrelevant, the main thing is the Yayin. So Mishnah Berurah thinks that Mi'ikir Adin, the main thing is the Yayin, not the Basav. You don't need Basav the Yayin, all you need is Basav. A lot of Achranim say not so, that you need basa v'yayin, and some insist that the basa has to be besar behema. Besar reif is not enough. Yeah, so the shaila was, what was the Gemara's kasha? Harisha lo lechayu. The Gemara asked the kasha, if you hold like Rabba who holds from Hoyo, so why are you chayu v'yesh charish telem echad? And one of the averis for which he's getting malchus is he's doing harisha on Yontov. Harisha is one of the Lamates of his malachis. So the Gemara asks, "Acharisha lo lechayev, hol v'chazir lechasui dam tzipa." So why would it be mutter? So Tosfos said, "Because esed dechalo sase, esed dechalo sase." Also, as a machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda, what he say? Hayol, very difficult. The pashtus is like the Maram Chalva. The machlekes was only in the heter of Echal Nefesh, but it sets itself up automatically. You need kavanas agav. But in Eser Dechal Asase, that should be the same as the heter Pikoch Nefesh. You have to have kavanas agav. So perhaps one can learn the Gemara differently. Acharisha lo lechayev. There is a Gemara in Chulin, in Perikisei Adam. The Gemara says once in a long while you have a rare case, a person is shechet lechayla b'shabbos. You have a chayla mesukan, and the doctors say he needs today we have refrigeration, so the shayla would never come up. Wait a minute, guy's going to shech the chicken on Shabbos because it's a chayla mesukan. They take some chicken out from the refrigerator. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have refrigeration. So the doctor declares that this patient is a chayla mesukan and he needs some warm chicken soup. And you have to shech the chicken on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, shech ten l'chayla b'Shabbos. If need be, you're allowed to shech the chicken. When you shech chay b'yof, you have to do kisei adam. When you shech behema does not need kisei adam. But Chai V'yof needs Kisi Adam. So what if he had a heter to shech the chicken for the sake of Pikoch Nefesh? Because in order to eat, you have to have Shechita. But the Kisi Adam is not Ma'akev in the heter Shechita. Even if you don't do Kisi Adam, the food is mutter anyway. So we paskin against that Gemara. There are two opinions there in the Gemara. We paskin, Ashech L'chayla B'Shabbos is not allowed to do Kisi Adam. But there was an opinion that he is permitted to do Kisi Adam. Why? Since he has a heter, pikuach nefesh, to do the shechita, the kisei adam is considered the gemar hashechita. True, the din is that kisei adam is not yakev, you're permitted to eat the chicken by chai b'yof, you're permitted to eat the basar even if you don't do kisa adam. But l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchas Yontif, we have no Mishnah Berurah on Yerideya with the din of kisa adam. As when you have an Hilchas Yontif, he writes l'chatchila, it's not right to eat the basar ha-chai b'ha'oif without first doing kisa adam. So it's really so that opinion in the Gemara that Hashaych l'chad b'Shabbos muta, you're allowed to do chilul Shabbos in order to do kisa adam. That opinion held that it was mutter because it's an integral part of the shechita. Because lachatchila you're not supposed to eat the basar before you do the kisei adam. So that's a gemara of the echal nefesh. That's a gemara. So that the gemara in chulin was of the opinion. It's a gemara of the shechita. So since shech and lachayla b'shabbos, he permitted to shech. So he permitted to be mechal shabbos to do the kisei adam also. Because lachatchila you need kisei adam before you want to eat it. And over here in the Gemara thought just like Rabbah disagrees with Rav Chisda about Oichal Nefesh. Let's say the person shechts on Yom Tov, planning to eat it next week. Shecht today, you're going to put it in the freezer and eat it next week. So according to Rabbah, it becomes Mutam and Atarim. But the Rabbanan, you shouldn't do that. But it's Mutam and Atarim because Oichal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. So to do Kisei Adam is also considered Oichal Nefesh. Not that it's Mutam because of Esed Dechal Asasa. If it would be Eset Dechel says the Rabbah would have agreed with the Rav Chisda that you need Kavanas Agaba. Like Bikoch Nefesh, you need Kavanas Agaba. And that's what the Maram Chalva said, that's the answer to the Tosis Kasha. The bottom line in the Tosis on Memvavim is based. Not like Tosis said, because the Milsa Lo Shchicha, you don't say Hoyle. So by us, it's never Shchicha that guests are going to come and eat all the extra food that you made. You never had people pop in like that. So the Pashta says that the only time there's a machlokes of hoyel is in oichal nefesh, not in pikuach nefesh. It's an ishken kasha. And the Gemara is kasha by harisha, because they thought harisha, you're permitted to do tochen, harisha and tochen, for the purpose of kisei adam. That's also an integral part of the oichal nefesh, because lahatchila you're not supposed to eat the basa before you do the kisei adam. Kisei adam is considered the gemara of the shechita. Yeah, what is a din of tziruf sal? Tziruf sal is a din. In order to be chayv and challah, you have to have a minimum amount of flour that you needed to make a whole dough out of it. It's mem gimel beitzim mechaymish beitzim. That's the shir isas midbar. Oimer la gugolas. How much is oimer la gugolas? Mem gimel beitzim mechaymish beitzim. 43.2 beitzim is the shir oimer. I'm Asiris away for whom? Asiris away for whom? So let's say you have a lot of flour and you mix it all. Instead of mixing it with water, you mixed it with apple cider or orange juice. The thing that you kneaded it with is made peiris. So that's a machloikas hatanaim, whether made peiris is mitzareif or not. So the Rishani has this machloikas hatanaim. Whether halosh ben mei peiris is chayv and chala, it's a machlokes. Whether mei peiris, the zayin mashkim, the Rosh Hashanah is yad shoch adam. So the zayin mashkim, everybody agrees on mitzar. And if you have other mashkim, other than zayin mashkim, that's a machlokes hatanoim. It's relevant for chayv chala, because in order to be chayv and chala, you have to have the mem gilon beis and chayv beis, it should be mitzuref yachad. So the mitzaref is the mashkim. And then you have another nafkamina the Yerushalmi has is for Kabbalah. Still, you have a long Italian bread. So and it's not sliced. It's one long attached bread. So if an Adam tummy touches one end, we have a klal magad in miktsasa ke magad bekuloi. So not only the mokam magoi becomes tummy. Let's say I'm an afatuma. So I make the bread that I touch, I make it into a rishon atuma. So not only does it become rishon atuma, the spot where I touch, it's all one unit. So magad in miktsasa ke magad bekuloi. Everything becomes tummy. So there's a machlokes hatanaim in a brisa. What if I was losh b'mei peiris? This Italian bread was made without any of the zayin mashkim. It has no water in it. It only has mei peiris. But you also still say magam imitzosik and magam bekulay. The Gemara said, the Yerushalmi says that it's totally zebizah. That's the shayla. The shayla how we paskin also. Yosef Ruhr records that in the earlier generations of the Bali Ateis went for quite a few generations. In the earlier generation, there was a Machlekes out of Paskin. And then in the later generations, the Machlekes came up again, and it was already forgotten that they already came to Amaskana the first time. What do we do, Halacha L'maisis? So we follow the Maram Rutmer was towards the end of the period. The Maram Rutmer was a Talmud of the Yosef Ruhr. So the Rav writes that this was a machlokes in the earlier generation of Bala Teres and later generations. So the Mishkan Es Yankev has a tshuva, where he has in a footnote in the tshuva, there was a theme that was introduced into Psak Halacha by the Hasidi Ashkenaz. That was the time of the Maram Rutmer, that you try to observe the mitzvahs in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Why do you have to take a stand? Machlokes Rashi and Taisus at the Ramam and the Raibach, or Chachmei Ashkenaz, or Chachmei Sfarad, do it in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. So that's what the Maram Rutmer recommended in Shulchan Aruch. They quote more than 10 times the recommendations of the Maram Rutmer to try to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. So over here, they quote the Maram Rutmer, you want to make lisha, they make peiris, but at least put in enough water, it isn't so much water, put in enough water that the lisha would have been accomplished without the meiperis. He would have accomplished the lisha without the meiperis. So that's losh b'mayim. So everybody agrees that it's good. You put in very little water. When they make the matzahs, if you ever go to the matzah factory, when they make the matzah, they put in very little water. I don't even know how it works. So little water. How does it do the lisha? There's so much flour there. Each time they have a kettle, that I think they call it a kettle, each time they have a big container with an awful lot of flour, and they don't put in so much water, but they stir it. They stir it so well, so the water accomplishes the lisha. You don't really need that much water. So you should. That's what Maram Rutmer said. Whenever you do lisha, you make peiris, make sure that you put in a little bit of water that it would have been enough to do. It doesn't mean a drop of water. Put in a little bit of water that it would have been enough to accomplish the whole lisha without the whole make peiris. And then l'chol ha'deis, you have a lisha, you have the tzira. You have the same on the second day Rosh Hashanah when you say Kiddush, but you say Shechyonu. Leil Rosh Hashanah, when the Baal Tekeh blows Shofar the second day, does he say Shechyonu? He just said Shechyonu yesterday. What is he saying again today? So in a normal Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, we treat it like a Sveika D'Yamim. Maybe yesterday was Chol, and today's Kodesh. If yesterday was Chol, the whole bracha yesterday, Shechyonu, was bracha l'batola. You got to say Shechyonu today, but on Rosh Hashanah, then we say it's Kedusha Achas Yom Arichto. So yesterday it was not a Suffolk Chol. The first day Rosh Hashanah was Vaday Rosh Hashanah. And the second day is Rosh Hashanah Medrabbanah. So maybe you shouldn't say Shechyonah at all. Maybe there's no room to say Shechyonah. So that's why the Maram Rutmer recommended you should have Pri Chodosh or a Beged Chodosh. So for sure it won't be a Brach Levat Tolam. The Minkacha had a Hanhagi. He didn't like that. Chumra from the Maram Rutmer. He says Rosh Hashanah is such a special day, such a special day. In order to be able to say Shechyonu, you take a pre chodesh, a beggar chodesh, you buy some funny fruit that you never heard of, you go to the store, and that enables me to say Shechyonu for Rosh Hashanah. Forget about the fruit. Rosh Hashanah deserves its Shechyonu without your funny fruit. So he didn't like that practice. It takes away from the chashivas of Rosh Hashanah. He had his own likes and dislikes. The Minkacha. The Mincha Saluza, he was the one who was the main anti-Zionist. He didn't like that. But the Mishkan Sanke writes in the Tshuva to Rabbi Prime Zamer Margolis, they had a correspondence about, they had a debate about all the Eruvin in Europe. So the Prime Zamer Margolis lived in Brod, in Galicia. In Galicia they made Eruvin in all the cities. And the Mishkan Sanke lived in Karlin, in Lithuania. And by the Litvaks, they were not so keen, the Rabbanim were not so keen about all the Eruvin. They thought it was shaking. So the middle of the long tshuva that Mishkan Sankev sent by Ephraim Zalman HaGolis, he has this in a footnote, that this was something in Hilchus Erevin also. He said this was a theme that was introduced into Psak Halacha by the Hasidi Ashkenaz, the end of the Tkufas Balei HaTersis, to try to do the mitzvahs in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. To be Yotzi, they call Ashitas. So that's what the Maram Rutmer is quoted in Shulchan Aruch more than 10 times, around 10, 15 times. And then you look, the Mishnah Berurah has a thousand times on every page. He always tells you to do the things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Yeah, so what is Tzir of Sal? If you didn't need everything together, you didn't have one big Isa together, I baked, let's say, 1 pound of, I needed 1 pound of dough, and I made challahs, a cake that I made. On another occasion, I made another pound of flour, another pound of that. All together, I have 5 pounds of flour. But I didn't do it in one big lisha. So the Tana Rav Lezer says, on the next daf, the Gemara quotes, the Tana Rav Lezer from the Mishnah says, that's 7 lines from the top of Mem Ches on the base. It says the Tanya, it's a mistake, it should say the Snan. It says on the side, it's a Mishnah Chala. It's Rav Lezer, that's Rav Lezer ben Hurkan, Rav Lezer Agadol says, Aparaitim and Ois on the Sal, Asal Mitzarf and Lechala. If you put them all together in one basket, in one container, the Sal is Mitzarf, and then it becomes Chayim and Chala. So Tosis raises a question here regarding the Tosis of Mem Vav on the base, the last 10 lines, and the long Tosis Hoyal. There is a din that Lechatchil is supposed to be Mafresh Truma min Amukav. You're not allowed to be Mafresh Aloy min Amukav. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. With the evidence of your mafresh truma shalem and amukav it is chal, but lachatchila you're not supposed to do that. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis whether the requirement lachatchila for mukav is a deraisa or a derabbanan. Tosis learned it off in the pasuk. Barimcha mischelba mimenu. Mimenu means ben amukav. Barimcha mischelba means you mafresh the truma mimenu. Mina yubei. You have to have everything all together and take some of it in mikorishem. This is truma. And it's chal on the rest. It's chul misukon. And Rashi writes that it's only a din de rabbanan. It's not based on the sifre learns it out from a pasuk. Arim chemeschalbam. The sifro learns it arim chemeschalbam. Menu. So a lot of times you have asmachtas. So Rashi holds that it's only an asmachtas. It's not a din de rais. Why do they make such a din de rabbanan that you need men amukav? So Rashi explains. I may leave. Let's say. I like tangerines. So I go around Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to buy tangerines. I don't know if they're mafresh, chumas, and maisis. I have a whole bunch of tangerines in my refrigerator. And wherever I go, I buy tangerines, I'll be mafresh. But I want to eat the whole tangerine that I get. They're not so big to begin with. So I leave tangerines at home. And wherever I go, for a whole week, I'm away from home. I say, the chumas and maisis should be chal on what I'm about to eat now. I want to be mafresh from what I left at home. So maybe... maybe they already threw out what I have at home. I didn't call them on the telephone. I forgot to tell them, don't throw out the tangerines. Maybe the tangerines disappeared, so I'm relying on hafrosha. To do my hafrosha, I'm relying on the fact that the tangerines are still kayam. Maybe the children ate them up. Maybe they threw them out in the garbage, or maybe the dog ate them. The Rashi learns that the whole din amukav is only needed in the drabon. And Taisa says, no, it's a din deraisa, but it's only l'chatchila not b'diyev. Then we had, there's a Taisa in the end of Nida, Samach Vav on the base, but Taisa has an interesting comment. It doesn't make sense to have a din l'chatchila on the level of deraisa unless it's a mitzvah. So then you can say, l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlei Musa should have been done like this, and b'diyev, if you did it without that, so you mekayim the mitzvah shelo b'shlei Musa. But if you're talking about something that's not a mitzvah, something is not a mitzvah, let's say you give a get. So that's not a mitzvah. You can't say, the mitzvah of Mishlei Musa is to write the get like this. And if he wrote the get like that, then yeah, but it's also good. There's no mitzvah to write a get. The Rambam counts giving a get as one of the 630 mitzvahs. Not that it's a mitzvah to give a get. He's counting the parshios, the ge'onim, before the days of the Rambam. You have the Bahag, Sefer Halachos Gedolos, was originally written as a Sefer HaMitzvahs, to list off which are the Tayag mitzvahs. So the Baha'i counts parshios, even though they're not a mitzvah. Institutions, so you count a get as a parsha. So that's a shaila. What's with hafroshos, trumas, and maisa? Hafroshos, trumas, and maisa is just a matir. If you want to eat the food, you have to be mafresh, trumas, and maisa. If you're not interested in eating the food, don't waste time to do hafroshos, trumas, and maisa. I just say no. Even if you're not interested in eating it, that's a mitzvah to be mafresh shumas and maisis, because the kanim lo not l'chelik baretz. Shevet Levi lo not l'chelik baretz. You have to give chumah gdola, you have to give maisa rishon. They should have what to eat. So that's known, Rabbi Kevege points out, on Shulchan Aruch, that's the machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz is in Yerideya, Simon Aleph. The Taz claims that it's a mitzvah to be mafresh shumas and maisis, even if you don't plan to eat anything, you're gonna dump everything into the ocean. You want to jack up the prices. So if you're going to have a ton of food on the market, so then there's a lot of supply and there isn't so much demand, so you can't charge too much money. So you're going to dump a lot. That's what they were doing in America for years and years. They dumped, the farmers would dump a lot of stuff into the lakes, into the oceans, in order to jack up the prices on the grain that they're selling. So the Taz writes in Yerideh Siman Aleph that it's a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maasis, even if you're not interested in eating the food. The Rabbi Kevega tells you there, look in the Magen Avraham, and then the Magen Avraham tells you, look in the Taz. So there's a Magen Avraham Siman Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch says you should always recite the Birchas HaMitzvah in a standing position. Even if the mitzvah doesn't require Amida, that's a Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. So the Mishnah says that's the name of the Mishnah. HaKaris HaMegillah Amid V'yoshev. You can read the Megillah in a sitting position. The Rambam says if he's a Balkari leaning for the Tzibum, then cover that Tzibum, he should stand. But let's say a person's reading the Megillah for himself, so he can read the Megillah in a sitting position. There's no issue of cover that Tzibum. So the question is, when he recites the Bracha, Shekadashana b'mitzvah of Tzivan, while Mikra Megillah, does he have to stand for the Brichos HaMitzvah? So Magen Avraham holds you have to stand, and the Machzor Shekel points it out. Even though the mitzvah itself you don't have to stand for, but the Brichos HaMitzvah you should stand. Others disagree and they say, no, it only makes sense that Pnei Yeshua raises the issue. Maybe the mitzvah to stand for Birchas HaMitzvah is, if the nature of the mitzvah is such that you're supposed to stand for the mitzvah, let's say, Sfiras HaOmer. So it says, how does it say? Shiva Shavuos Tispadach Mehoch Lachemish Bakoma. So the Goyim said, "Atikre bakoma, the bakoma, you should count Svira in a standing position." So we have a whole bunch of mitzvahs that we recommend you should do the mitzvah in a standing position. So if the mitzvah should be done in a standing position, so then the bracha should also be recited in a standing position. So that's an issue. So the minhag in recent years became, because the Mishnah Brura quoted that Machzor Shekel, so everybody stands up when the Balkari says the bracha Mikra Megillah Shos and Nisa Meshech Yonu. So everybody stands there, and then everybody sits down for the Mikra Megillah. So we're noeg like that chumra from the Machzor Shekel. Even a mitzvah that doesn't require amida, but the Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited in a standing position. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with a kasha. There's a Mishnah that contradicts it. The Mishnah says, Hanida, Yoshebis V'kotza Halosa Aruma. A woman is not dressed at all. She has no clothes on at all. So you're not allowed to say a bracha if you're not dressed. If it's a man who's not dressed, so his erva is protruding. A woman is not dressed if she's sitting down with her feet together, so her erva is covered up. So by women, if she's hanida yoshev, even though she's anida, she's allowed to say the bracha. So the Mishnah has an isha anida yoshevis v'kotza halosa aruma. But she's yoshevis, so how can she say the bracha in a sitting position? Don't you have to stand? So the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Ches Hilchas Tzitzis, where it says you should say the bracha with sata betzitzis in a standing position. Magen Avraham recommends you should always say all the brachas in a standing position. So how come it says in the Mishnah that the woman is says the bracha and afresh eschal in a sitting position? Magen Avraham says, babichas hanenin, let's say you're going to eat food. So you say the bracha in a sitting position. Hamoitzin, ha'adama, and shahakol, all the brachas hanenin you say in a sitting position. So he says the bracha and afresh eschal. Avrash Hashchal is a matir, he says. Avrash Hashchal is not a mitzvah. So the whole idea that the Goyim came up with, that everybody should stand when you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah, doesn't apply to the brachas on Avrash Hashchal, because that's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's Avrash Hashchal is a matir. So that's what Rabbi Kevege points out, both on the Magen Avraham and Simen Ches and Arachayim, Hilchas Tzitzis, as well as on the Taz and Simen Aleph and Yerideya, that they seem to disagree with each other. And the Maharsham, who died around 100 years ago in the early 1900s, Maharsham has a sefer on Yerideya that's called Das Torah. He was a fantastic baki. So it's on Yerideya. So on that Taz and Siman Aleph, he rattles off, he gives you all the Marmakimus and the Rishonim for this topic. He says that this, he holds that this Machlekes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, where the Hafrash Hashtrum is a mitzvah, or a matir, is a beferish and Machlekes HaRishonim. So the Shaila is, the Tosfos writes in the end of Nida, Samach Vav and Beis, that it doesn't make sense to have a din lachatchila on a level of deraisa in a matir, only makes sense in the mitzvah. So here, Tosfos holds that min amukov is a lechatchila deraisa. It's not me'akev b'di'evit. So the hechreach Tosfos, if the Tosfos there is in accordance with what they wrote in the end of Nida, that it doesn't make sense on the level of deraisa to have a lechatchila. If it's not me'akev b'di'evit, it's only a lechatchila. It does make sense, unless you're talking about a mitzvah. So then they're assuming, like the Taz, that hafrashas terumos and ma'aseh is a mitzvah. It's not merely a matir. Could be that that's exactly why Rashi disagreed with Tosfos. Rashi held, how can it be min amukav is a lechatchila deraisa? Maybe Rashi held that hafrashas terumos and ma'aseh is only a matir. So a matir can have a lechatchila deraisa. So maybe that's what motivated Rashi to say the whole requirement for min amukav is only midirabbanan. It's not a din min atir. Anyway, machleik is Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah. When do you need ben amukav? When do you need ben amukav? Let's say chalas chutz lorets. We mentioned there's a gemara in Bechoris that Tosfos refers to here. Amen vavim and aleph. Hache teyofe. Tosfos tells you the first white line of Tosfos. They tell you, look in Bechoris daf chav zayin. Bechoris daf chav zayin gemara has one after the other, a whole list of kulas, a chalas chutz lorets, because it's a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. Gemara says in Ksubis, in the second parak, the chalav is banazan Eretz Yisrael is only midi rabbanim, because there was no bias kulchem in the beginning of the Baisheni period. There was no bias kulchem. Chalav is only deraisa when Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. So during the 7 years of Golas Bavel, we assume batlu kedusha sorit. So then, Ezra and Nechemiah, you were mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around. There was kedusha shnia, yeah, but that kedusha shnia was lacking bias kulchem. It was way less than 50% of the world Jewish population moved into Eretz Yisrael at that time. And that pasuk says, Bevayachem al ha'aretz, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, implying Bias Kulchem. If the whole Klal Yisrael comes in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there was a Bias Kulchem. So then Chala was deraisa. During the 7 years of Golus Babel, there couldn't have been any Chala deraisa. The Kedusha Saretz was Batlo. And Chala is one of the mitzvahs at least, but it depends on Kedusha Saretz. Then when they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, so there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. So the Gemara says, no Bias Kulchem, so Chala is only the Rabbanon. And you're talking about Chala's Chutzlots. Chala's Chutzlots, the Rabbanon on top of the Rabbanon. So because it's the Rabbanon on top of the Rabbanon, so that's why they introduced a whole bunch of Kulas. So one of the Kulas is, you can eat. Let's say, I buy years ago, this used to be a common issue, and still you have kosher bakeries where they would never put in chalila, religious people that would never put in a non-kosher ingredient into the chalas or into the cake or the cookies, but they're just not mafrish challah. So some of them have a bug in their head, they think that you only mechuyav to be mafrish challah on chalas that you make for Shabbos, on rye bread that you make for the weekdays, or whole wheat bread or white bread, whatever you make. If it's bread, it's not challah, then you're not chayav challah. That's absolutely a mistake. Others know that bread is chayv and challah, but they think cake and cookies is not chayv and challah, because there is such an Aruch HaShulchan. Some of them even know the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a very difficult Aruch HaShulchan. It seems to be incorrect. Pashto says that it's incorrect, that cake and cookies is also chayv and challah. So there are bakeries. Then some are of the opinion that you only chayv and challah if it has a blila ova, if it has a blila raka, if it's a batter that pours. A lot of time it's a batter that pours. You don't need it, not a thick dough. So there are those who are up the pin. Abdi Neza has a tshuva like that, that if it's a blila raka, there's room to be mekel. But Rab Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rab Chaim, told that to his mother when she got married to Rab Moshe Soloveitchik. He said, when you're going to make a honey cake or something, you're going to make a sponge cake, so if it's going to be a blila raka that pours, you can be mekel, you don't have to be mafresh challah. But it doesn't say that in Yerideya. It doesn't say that that's a kula. It doesn't say that in Yerideh. So there are hashgachas with their mekel on that because of this Avnei Nezer. The mekel on that, if it's a bli laraka, you don't have to be mafish chalam. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like that. The difference between Eretz and Chutz Lorets. Rab Chaim said like that, and Avnei Nezer said like that, but it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. So let's say you buy cake and cookies from such a bakery, and they're not, you know, you're not mafish chalam. And it's right before Shabbos, and you have to run to shul. So the din is echa v'helach v'achkach mafrish. You can eat everything up. Just leave over a little bit. You'll be mafrish after Shabbos is over. So when you're mafrish after Shabbos is over, Tosfos says you need men amukav. You shouldn't be mafrish. Let's say I left a little tiny piece of a cookie. shouldn't be mafresh the whole piece of the cookie as challah. You should declare part of it is challah and part of it is mutter with the hafrosha. You need menamukav. You need what your kurish and chuman should be next to the part that's chulin. Yeah, what is this din? You need shiareha nikorim. You can't be mafresh everything. You need shiareha nikorim. The chulin misukana should be next to the chuma. So it should be noticeable that this is kodesh and this is chol. If you're mafresh reishis hagez, the Mishnah says if you want, you can give all the reishis hagez to the kohen. You don't need shiareha nikorim by reishis hagez, because no kedusha on reishis hagez. It's just mamana kohenim. But whenever there's kedusha, like challah or truma, so that you want to demonstrate that there's kodesh and there's chol. So you want to have shiareha nikorim. This is kodesh and this is chol. So that's what Tosfos writes. That's quoted in Yerideya. When you should be mafresh. You should leave a little bit over and not declare everything that you left over should be challah. Part of it should be challah, and the rest should be chulam misukanim. Yeah, this oichav b'holach v'akach mafresh is one of the several kulas that you have this man hazeh, because challah schutz l'aretz, it's a double derabbanan. It's a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. And Tosfos quotes a din that Nedorim and Nedobis are not craven biyontif. Here Tosfos Amem Vavam and Aleph Latikra Lashem. So it says halfway down, it says Beitza Daf Yutesam and Aleph. The Gemara says there that there's a machlekes b'shamei b'silah. Are you permitted to be makav oilas riyah on yontif, or do you have to wait till chalamoy? B'silah say it's mutter. Not only is it mutter to be makriv shalmei chagiga on the first day yontif, because you're going to eat it, even though l'svi you burn the whole thing, it's not a violation of lachem alo lagavoya. The korban shezmana kavua, so it's deicha yontif. For Shabbos purposes, it's not called zmana kavua because it's not over yomo, batel korban is over zmana. You have a whole week to bring it. You have tashlumen. But for yontif purposes, the Gemara says, according to Beisilo, that it is deicha yontif. So the Gemara says the whole machlek the b'sham esil is only if oilas riya, that's manu kavua. So b'sil hold that's the, but the dorm and the dov is tam, he took an item, not oilas riya. The dorm and the dov is everybody agrees you're not allowed to be makravit on yontem. So Tosfos asks why, if it's shalmei, let's say it's a shlamim, I took an item to bring a shlamim, and I'm oila regal, and I don't want to stay a whole week to bring all the Gemara. I want to bring it on yontem, so you're not allowed to. That's an Issa Derais. And Tosfos says, why? But the guy plans to eat it. He's going to eat the shlamim. So it should be a heterech on nefesh. And Tosfos answers, it depends al pidin, what do you label the shchitim? When you shecht the bam eschulin, the shchit eschulin is erech on nefesh. But when you shecht in gakorbin, that's called lachem v'lo lagavaya. Even though you plan to eat it, that's a side point. Mishulchan gavaya kozoch. That's a side point, you have a right to eat it. You plan to eat it, that was your whole plan in the first place. But the halacha declares that shechting a korban is lachem v'lo lagavoy. So Tosfos said the same is the explanation why you're not allowed to ein madlikim mishem esreifa biyontav. There's a Mishnah in Bameh Madlikim. Ein madlikim mishem esreifa biyontav. Why not? Shem esreifa. What is shem esreifa? Shem esreifa is truma tmeya. Truma tmeya is like kishem shem mitzul lisuf sakotran shenitmu kach mitzul lisuf hesatruma shenitmes. So you're not allowed to be madlik on yontav Shem Esreifa. So they say, why not? But you're allowed to be nana from the, if you're a Kohen, you're permitted to be nana la oraner from the burning of the Shem Esreifa. The Gemara learns it up in the Pasuk. Mishmer was Truma Osai. V'shtei Trumas Akos Madamer. Because it's in the plural, Truma Osai. So what are the Shtei Trumas? Achas Truma Tohira, Achas Truma Tameya. So just like Truma Tohira, you can get Hanor from it, you can eat it. So Truma Tameya also you can get Hanor. When can you get Hanor? When you burn it, because mitzvah of b'sreifa, yishem shalitza mitzvah lisrev hazar, kachim shenit mokach mitzvah lisrev, it's a truma shenit meis, Tosfos there has 2 days, that's a gemar by Madlikin. Yishem shal mitzvah lisrev, kachim shenit mokach mitzvah lisrev, truma shenit meis, so Tosfos has 2 days, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? The simple reading of the loshen, kishem, kach, sounds like just like that's a posik and a chumash. That karbanish and nitmo, it's a mitzvah to burn it. So too, truma tmei is a mitzvah to burn it. Sounds like it's deraisa. And the other opinion in Taisus says, no, it's only Midrabbanan. So Taisus says, I understand why Sreifas Kachim is not Decha, Sreifas Kachim Tmeim is not Decha Yontif, because you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. But if it's Sreifas Truma Tmeya, Ein Madlik Mishem Sreifa Beyontif, why not? Why not? If the person is a kohen, he's allowed to get benefit from it, he's allowed to get Hanor while he's burning it. So why should that be included in the Heterech HaNefesh? And Taisus says, no. The halacha takes over. The halacha says when you burn truma tameya, it's lachem v'lo lagavoya. It's mutter to get hanor. That's a side point. But the main purpose, the halacha declares that the main purpose of burning the truma tameya is mitzvah lisufes ha-truma shenitmeis. That's why. So that's called lachem v'lo lagavoya. You don't label something as melachas harichon nefesh just because the end result will be that you're going to get benefit from it. Yeah. So we spoke a lot about the Rashi. Rashi learns that there are three points that Rabbi and Rav Chisda disagree, and all the three seem to be connected. So he said, the first two nights of Pesach, the meaning is that we don't eat tzli. The Mishnah Perek Malkam Shenoga says there were two minhagim, whether but after the Churban Abayis, whether bedavke you do not eat tzli, or bedavke you do eat tzli. Somehow, the many bedavke do eat tzli to make a zechel amigdush. In the days of the Beis Amigdush, the Korban Pesach and nechel alatzoli. So we should have tzli today. And the minig by most communities is, I think some Sfaradim have such a minig. The minig by most communities is that bedavke don't eat tzli, so no one will think that we're eating kachem achutz. No one will think that we're eating a Korban Pesach. So the shaila was that the minig is you have shnei tavshilim. Echad zechel pesach ve'echad zechel chagiga, and one of them you use a beitzah. So that's not a problem. If you're going to broil the beitzah, you can eat a broiled beitzah. The meaning is not to eat tzli, flesh, you don't eat tzli. Chicken, I meat, but if it's an egg, that you can eat tzli. So let's say the person forgot to broil the egg before Yontif. He wants to broil it on Leil HaSedim. So that's okay. If you want, you can eat it also. It'll be Yochan Nefesh. You broil it and you'll eat it tonight by the Seder. What about the Zeroa? The Zeroa is chicken or meat, whatever. Usually chicken, and some people have meat. So if you're going to broil it, then you're not allowed to eat it tonight. But you can eat it tomorrow in the daytime of Yom Tov. The meaning not to eat the Tzli is only Leil HaSeder. The day of Pesach, if you want to, you can have a barbecue. You can have Tzli. So that's the shaila. You're permitted to broil the zroa leil haseder, intending to eat it tomorrow. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetu quotes this discussion. Some Acharim say you're not allowed to because we pass like Rabbah, and Rashi learns within Rabbah that heter echal nefesh has to be miyad. If it's not miyad, if you're cooking something and you don't plan to eat it very soon, then there's no heter to cook an on Yom Tov. Rav Chisda disagreed. Rav Chisda holds Tzorcha Shabbos Nasa B'Yontif. It's permissible hatchila to cook on Yontif and to plan to eat it tomorrow. On Shabbos, it's only Midrabbanan that you need an Erev Tavshilin. And Atarus Muta, even without an Erev Tavshilin, because Tzorcha Shabbos Nasa B'Yontif, what does it mean? That it's a Heterech on Nefesh, even though it's not Miyad. And Rashi learns that Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi holds no, that it's only a Heterech on Nefesh if you're going to eat it Miyad. So that's the issue. If you live in a community where there are no Sfardim, if you have Sfardim who can eat broiled chicken on Leil HaSeder, so there's no problem. You're allowed to broil it because you can give it to some of the neighbors. The neighbors will eat broiled. But if you live in a community where there's no Sfardim who would have such a practice to eat it, maybe in Gibraltar, maybe in somewhere else, maybe in Tunisia, I don't know. But you live here in Washington Heights, we don't have any Sfardim who would eat broiled meat on Pesach night. So then, but they'll eat it tomorrow. Well, everyone will eat it tomorrow in the daytime. So some Achranim say we should paskin like Rashi. And Rashi learns that according to, and we paskin like Rabbah. And Rabbah says that there's no heterech on nefesh unless it's miyad. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi said it because the Gemara presented a kasha. What was the kasha? Gemara has a din that the shtei halechem is a korban that's brought on Shavuos, but you're not allowed to bake it on Shavuos. You have to bake it on Erev Shavuos. If Erev Shavuos is If Erev Shavuos is Shabbos, then you have to bake it on Erev Shabbos. And then you bring it on Shavuos, then you're going to eat it on Shavuos. So the Gemara asks, if you hold like Rav Chisda, that Tzorcha Shabbos Nasa B'yontif, and certainly Tzorcha Yontif Nasa B'yontif, Kal V'chomer, so why do you have to bake the Shtei HaLechem on Erev Shavuos? Why can't you bake it on Shavuos and eat it? You're going to bake the Shtei HaLechem on the same day. You're going to eat it on that day. It should be Mutta. So Tosis asks, what does this have to do with Rabbi Rav Chisda? Rashi and Tosis asks, what does it have to do with Rabbi Rav Chisda? That's Ochel Nefesh. Why are you not allowed to bake the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? So he said, if you're all like Rav Chisda, it's Ochel Shabbos Nasa B'yontif, even though it's a day before, Kal V'chomer, they're allowed to do on Shavuos. Well, what do you make of Kal V'chomer? That's Ochel Nefesh. You should have asked the Kasha, and they would have given the answer. Lachem v'lo l'gavoya. Why did they think that it had to do with Rabbi Rav Chisda? So Rashi says, because Rabbi doesn't hold from that. You can cook today for later. I'm going to cook Leil Yontif to eat it tomorrow in the daytime. The only time there's a Heter Ochel Nefesh if it's going to be soon. I'm cooking tonight. I plan to eat it soon. But if you're going to broil, if you're going to broil the Zroa Leil HaSeder and intending to eat it tomorrow in the daytime, so if you're all like Rabbi, that would be awesome. If you're all like Rabbi Chisda, it'll be Mutter. You don't need me yet. Well, you're all like Rabbi, that would be awesome. So that's where Rashi learns that there's a three-way machlekes Rabbi Rav Chisda. One machlekes is whether you say Hoyel Mikleichem Chazale Dinit Kabanas Agabra. Another machlekes is whether you say Kedusha Achas Hanat. Rav Chisda holds Kedusha Achas. Atzochis Shabbos Nasim Biyontif. It's Ochel Nefesh. And the third machlekes is whether you need Miyad. So Tosis is not happy about the Miyad, and they're not happy about the Kedusha Achas either. Because Kedusha Achas was a machlokes in the days of the Tanaim, but Yontav Asamach L'Shabbos Kedusha Achas. The more beginning at Beitzah has machlokes, how do you paskin? The Psak Halacha Kabo is a Kenim. The Psak Halacha is like the four Tanaim from the earlier generations. The Gemara refers to them as Abo is a Kenim. Four Tanaim from the earlier generations that Shabbos next to Yontav is Shtei Kedusha. So how can it be? That's the machlokes, Rabbi Avchizim, but the Kedusha Achas is Shtei Kedusha. How can it be? So we gave a whole esbah, but how it could be that all three are connected. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The final is on Thursday. Should I do some more chazara tomorrow? People want to have more chazara. You want to chazar on your own? I'm prepared to chazar some more. Okay, good. Very good.